Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
That reminds me, I may be on the clock. Just give me a couple of minutes, in case I am, to figure out what I want to do.
I don't have time for this. 303, buddy.
I'm not.
Sign up.
You're safe. I'm not. This time of year, most of these drafts have, like, you have 8 hours or at least several hours
to make your pick. Were you drafting while we played golf last Friday? Like, were you on the clock while we were golfing?
I even solicited advice from you. Pearsall or Leggett, which I think is Leggett. What does he think? He has a saber changing his name after he's already been established?
I don't care. He's not on the Bills. I'm not going to worry about it.
Carolina.
Him and DeJean. I'm not going to sweat it. DeJean. I'm not going to sweat it.
You are going to sweat it,
yeah,
I think.
You're right. I am.
I think you are.
I'm talking tough, but it's a facade.
Well, we didn't need the seismic impact of a Tyler Boyd one-year signing with the Tennessee Titans, but we have it. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I'm going to say it. I need to be the one to say it, because if you say it, it won't mean as much. You'll understand what I mean as soon as I say it, but I have yet to say it.
Mouthful of water right there.
It won't mean as
dangerously
much.
Close to as flying all over. Well, I would have directed it away from you and hopefully the computers, but that was close.
It'd have been fun for me.
That was
I'd
close.
Have seen the whole thing.
That was close.
If anybody who pays attention to what we say, would know that when it comes to the Cleveland Browns, Bulldog is an absolute hater. Tried to put Cleveland in the 16 slot over and over in the recent past because he so despises Deshaun Watson. And I'm always like, I'm a Browns apologist.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a big Deshaun Watson fan or anything, but speaking of drafting, I've drafted a ton of him.
Can you imagine being a big Deshaun Watson fan?
I really can't. No, I really can't.
How tangled up a life that must be.
Well, it might be easier. You read Drew McGarry?
I do. I haven't seen him on Watson, if that's what this is about.
No, he didn't write on Watson. He wrote about, he's a Vikings fan. The last article of his that I read, like last week maybe,
okay,
Matthew recommended it, was about, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm going to be that awful fan that you hate that's just like
everything's
totally
great.
Obnoxious about their team.
Right.
And yeah, just like somebody, he said something like, the kind of fan you'd want to push down an elevator shaft. He's like, I'm just going to do that now. I'm sick of like, you know, processing their moves and analyzing it and trying to figure it. I'm just going to push in all the way. Go Vikes, you know, just whatever. Right. Yep. Whatever it is, I'll fight you. You know, like he wrote an article, something like that. That's, I think, it was interesting. You know, like I've more always been like him, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the Bills had signed Watson, which maybe they would have wanted to, depending on how the timing had gone at some point, what would you do? You just stop rooting for the Bills? No, most people would not do that. They just sort of live with it. And you figure out ways to like him. People are figuring out, I'm not saying this is everybody, because a lot of people would just naturally already do it without any struggle. But I think a lot of people are sort of twisting themselves up, figuring out how to sort of get with Keon Coleman. Oh, what, look how funny he is. Okay.
Yeah, that's not as challenging.
No, that's not as challenging. It's not even close.
There's no moral reprehension present, as far as we know.
I apologize for the comp.
Yeah, right.
It's not the same.
Of course. I've thought that many times. Like, that trade, Allen just sort of has taken off when that's all starting to happen. And, I mean, there, but for the grace of God, go us. I have no idea if the Bills would have been as eager to make a trade for Watson, given the position he was in legally. But, I mean, a team did it. I'm glad it wasn't a team that I care about.
It's better if it's a team that you dislike.
Right. Already.
Yeah. Like Cleveland.
The Browns have never really been, you know, they left.
For you.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they're 16, but I think when you look at teams like the teams we've been putting at the top of this list, the Raiders, the Broncos, the Titans, the Patriots, you know, which of those teams, how would you rank which of them you'd most like to be or least like to be? Like, whatever, it's a guess on Drake May, it's a guess on Bo Nix. But both of those teams, it's a guess on Levis.
It's still kind of a guess on Levis, right?
They're all just teams that have a maybe at quarterback. And if they don't get there, then in 2 or 3 years, if not sooner, they'll get somebody else. The Raiders have, for this year, maybe, arguably, the disadvantage of not sort of getting started on that. But I've always kind of liked Minshew. They have Devontae Adams. They're excited about their coach. So I don't know if I want to put them 16 today. I think I don't.
So are you angling towards the Browns here for 16? Because they don't have uncertainty at quarterback, but what they have...
That's the problem.
...is, like a massive cruise ship anchor tied to their franchise who hasn't been good. Has he now had more bad years than good years, if you count the years where he didn't play? Or the year where he didn't play?
Well, 19 was the peak. When they beat the Bills in the playoffs.
So 17, 18, 19.
20, he played, but they had a bad record. Like, they were 4-12 or something. They had a bad season. 21, he played safety on the practice squad.
Right.
22, he was suspended or traded. Do I even have that right? Like, 22, he plays a few games at the end.
21, the offseason between 21 and 22 is when he gets traded.
Yep, 22, and he plays a handful of games at the end and it's terrible.
And then last year it was terrible and hurt. Better.
Right. Missed a lot of the season.
So,
his best game, arguably, they won in Baltimore. And, like a big comeback in Baltimore.
Just about to take off.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
And they did that, and then he was like out for the year. I don't know. If he's not better, they're in a terrible spot. And those other teams all either have the rookie or they're the Raiders. How's that for analysis?
But the rest of the roster's still pretty good, and they did win a playoff game with Joe Flacco, didn't they?
No, they lost.
Oh, they lost. No, that's right. They got drilled. What am I saying?
Yeah, it was not a fun time.
They got annihilated, yeah. And I was on that. Like, you're incoming, 2 Flacco interceptions. Bam, there they were.
Pick sixes.
Yeah. Okay, sorry about that. That was a bad
job. I'll say the Browns.
Look how
hard I'm trying.
I'm not going to get in your way.
You're going to say the Browns?
I'll go with the Browns.
Wow, it's almost
I hate the Browns. I hate Watson. I never want them to have any joy or success. So if someone is going to, this is why you had to say it. I
that's right.
I had my run at it, and I think for a while, every week I would say Browns, and you guys would just eventually ignore me, which was appropriate because it was repetitive.
It has more weight when you come in. You were just kind of on the phone for those times when you were saying the Browns. You were on the show, but you weren't in the show.
In the room. Had to be in the room.
I think it carries more weight when you're actually there. You know, somebody at a board meeting or something. Is somebody there or are they just on Zoom?
I don't know how good of an idea this is. This guy might not even be wearing pants.
Oh, are you on mute? Oh, you're breaking up?
I mean...
Are you there, Phil? What happened to Phil?
How good can this be for all of us if you're in your underwear?
Phil? Is that a dog barking?
What is even going on here?
Phil, are you drinking water while you're talking? Are you listening? Are you there? Are you still with us?
All right, Brent Brown's at 16 then.
Let's go. 15. I'm hoarse already from my contribution to today's show.
I mean, it was a big contribution coming and swinging.
Was. Appreciate that.
Quietly, though, that was the Jalen Guyton bump for the Raiders, and now they have to go at 15. It's a big signing for them. It's a huge signing. So now they're 15 instead of 16.
Hmm. All right. I'm all right with Raiders here.
Okay.
Yeah.
14. New England. I'm feeling Denver a little bit.
I'm not. Denver. I like Drake May more than Bo Nix.
I don't really like either of them, but I feel like May is less of a reach than Nix.
Nix is going to play week one, and yeah. May isn't, I think. I think that's pretty likely.
That's probably...
Both are pretty likely.
Yeah.
Not that that means one is...
Yeah, yeah.
Nix
yeah.
is better. I don't think he's better either.
I'll go with Denver. I was inclined to want to sort of boost New England because of the... It's all new. And I feel like, you know, it doesn't have to work, and it's a good point that the most important new thing, aside from a new coach, may not even participate. At least right away. But I'll still say Denver before New England.
Denver at 14. 13, Patriots.
You're fine.
12, Titans.
Yeah.
Is there maybe a glimmer there? Like, what if he is good? They're kind of loaded if he's good.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Hopkins, Ridley, Boyd, Burks. Spears, Pollard.
I feel like Jig. I spent, after he had that one, he had a night game sort of break. Was that the Miami
game? His first
game? Yeah.
No, it was against Atlanta.
Okay.
He had a huge, like, it was just bombs. Big play, right. Fluky.
I sort of kept waiting for that to happen again. And
I didn't think he played that good against Miami.
Right. They Miami gave away that game.
Yeah, it was more, he had the big pop for the Atlanta game, and then it was just, he was living off that
the
for
Miami
a month.
Game, he was behaving like a psycho, I remember. Like, just like running and just looked like Josh Allen on, like, Pop Rocks.
It was fun, but you were worried.
Yeah. And so I sort of kept waiting for him to do the thing again, and it never really happened.
It's kind of why, like, all their moves, like, they make them, like, that's cute. Like, I love that you're doing, like, this summer, yeah. You know, makeup, like, first day of school.
They
but they
should be trying to see if he's any good.
Oh, yeah.
But
they are,
but I...
They're doing it correctly. I just don't like it.
I would vote that he's probably not good at this point. So, Tennessee, fine. But, I mean, they're going through the process. It's a sound process. But I have a feeling I'm already leaning toward, I think I know what the result is going to be, which is, we need a guy.
They have a new coach, by the way. Brian Callahan.
Former coordinator for the Bengals offense.
Son of Bill Callahan.
Right.
Which, oh, wow. He definitely deserves that job. 11. Chargers.
I was going to say Jets.
So we're not putting too much credence in Malachi Corley hanging out with Aaron Rodgers?
Don't care,
no.
I might even...
I care for his personal
well-being.
That's where
I might even penalize them for that. Like, it's not a boost to me. It's more of a negative.
Greg Roman is an OC or Malachi Corley living with Aaron Rodgers.
I guess I don't need... This is a little bit like the Watson conversation. I guess I don't need to care whether Malachi Corley is convinced whether 9/11 was real. You know, I just, you know, catch the ball.
Right.
Hopefully, for his sake, I would say, I hope you're not convinced of that or somehow thinking that. But.
Same here. Or, I mean, they're in the Bills division. I mean, the more crazy, delusional people they've got on their team, I think the better. For us, anyway,
competitively. Is there a correlation between being kind of politically nuts and good at football?
It could work for football. I have no idea how that – I don't know the correlation there. I don't think I'd ever want to know. It might be a little too scary to know.
How could you know? Who's answering these surveys, honestly?
All right.
I'm saying the Chargers at 11 because when they had everybody – and Brandon Staley would get criticized, but he wasn't calling their plays. They didn't have Greg Roman yet. You know, Keenan Allen, Eckler, when they had their guys and went to the playoffs, they still were kind of a joke. And Justin Herbert with, what did he have, 27-0 in that game? The year before, that Raider game that they like almost tied to make the playoffs but didn't get. I don't know, like I don't want to be too down on him, but I think some of that would be on him. If he were our quarterback, we'd be picking out these little examples of, you know, oh, well, they don't throw the ball down the field. Well, he's not in shackles.
Right.
You know, like throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, then. I'd probably be regularly giving my speech about how you always want to criticize the coach because you love the player. You want the player to work. You're more attached to the player.
Yes.
But isn't this probably the player's fault? At least some.
Some.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sort of. Now he gets Jim Harbaugh and they're going to run the ball 60% of the time probably. And okay, but what can he do with it?
You just sold me a car. Chargers. Fine.
Chargers at 11. 10.
I'll go back to the Jets. Well,
I think they're going to be good. And so I will say
no.
Jacksonville.
I like Jacksonville here.
Okay. 9.
Do you also think the Jets are going to be good?
No, but I think Jacksonville's going to be really bad.
Okay. Well, then can I put the Jets here?
Yeah, because like what's good? Like I think they'll be like 9-8. Not great, but awful.
I would put the Steelers, but is it two Jets?
Yeah. I want the Jets. I can't. It would make no sense for me to get off of the Jets now.
No, it wouldn't. You're right. You have to stay there.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
That's sort of the code, not the rule.
Yeah.
We don't have rules.
It's like, I mean, what kind of message am I sending to my team? If I stump for the Jets two picks in a row, and then it's finally the deck is cleared, I get outvoted, and I, you know what? Give me the Jaguars instead.
No, like, right.
No, that's
the code is once you put that team up, you really have to stay there until they get slotted.
My team, they don't know who's in charge. They have no faith in the process anymore.
8. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah. Fine.
7, Miami.
Yep.
Okay. 6,
Colts.
Yeah, I think it has to be. 5. Bengals? Was I asking? Was that a question? Mike? Bengals. That's another code. Once you name a team, you should stand there. You should own up.
I'm all right with the Bengals here. I do like the way I saw some footage of Burrow throwing the ball around the yard
today. I think
today.
It's fake.
And like where their stadium is and, therefore where their practice fields are. The bridges across the river, like just it's a cool. I love urban settings of that, and so like I've got Burrow highlights, and there's like some highway bridge, like just trestles in the background. It just looks awesome.
Wait till you see the Bills practice videos. It'd be just like that.
Yeah. Very urban setting.
Very urban with bridges
in the middle
of Bills Island. Like I didn't say it a decade ago.
Can add a bunch of bridges. Be like the new
all
Pittsburgh.
The bridges. You'd have only bridges.
Yeah.
And water.
It's the only way to get to the stadium.
He'd be throwing on the bridge. That's what we'd be doing to warm up and practice. Yeah. But that would have been too expensive. 4. Houston.
Oh, let's there go. We go. I think we've been giving him too much
love. I agree. I that was like my one thought today coming in for this. I just like slow down on Houston. Win something.
Glad we had the same thought. I'm coming in. I'm like, Houston, we're doing too much. We're doing too much. We've got to slow down.
Too soon. They've been second in this.
Yeah.
3.
The first time they were second, you weren't here, and I feel like somehow it was an accident. I appreciate that. That doesn't make any sense.
That was a lot of me. I was feeling Houston for a while.
There's a compliment in there somewhere.
So Bills two, did you say?
I would say Bills three.
Oh, three. I'm sorry. Where were we? Yeah.
Three.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, fine.
Nice result for them. It's been a while.
When was the last time they were three?
February 29th, which was not even a real day, because that is not a day. February 29th. And they were three the week before that. When's the last time they were two? Do you know? Little reverse AFC power rankings trivia. When was the last time the Bills were two? I have it.
I'm going to say after they beat the Dolphins in Week 18.
That might be right. Whatever January 9th is, that's probably right.
That,
it is.
That does sound right.
Yeah. Wild card week. The Chiefs were five.
Prior results do not predict.
Remember when they couldn't catch
outcomes.
The ball? That was a good
time. I remember.
That was fun.
You guys, they lost at home to the Raiders.
Yeah. Couldn't catch the ball.
It's over. Two, Baltimore?
Sure, yeah.
One, Kansas City. Okay. Ross Tucker today.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mentioned this yesterday, how exciting it is for us when someone like that asks us to be on the show. Sort of like when Nick Bakay did that the last time when his show on HBO or Max was premiering. Bookie, a text from Nick. Can I come on? Like, dude, you can come on. Call anytime you want. Here's the hotline number. Ross.
But if he wants to come on today at 4, that would be tough.
Yeah, right. But nice text from Ross. Hey, I've been meaning to call. You guys want to come on? Okay, great, super.
Nick was announced into the Buffalo
Broadcasters
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's going to go in with Howard.
Oh, that's the best.
Does that mean I have to go now? Like two people who I consider friends. I don't know. Just never have had any compulsion whatsoever to go to that.
I've been to that once.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I have not.
I actually really liked it.
Yeah?
I had a former college professor who was presenting an old DJ. He was a DJ in Buffalo in like the late 60s. And he was in from, maybe he lives in Tennessee now, and came in and presented for one of his former colleagues. And I went to that. And I just remember, like, the funny... I remember thinking, like, Don Tomasulo is the funniest guy in the world. I remember thinking, like... And he was presenting that night, too.
Yeah.
And, like, Donnie, just... If he's going to this to see Nick Bakay and Howard, I'll go. I'll go to see Donnie. Even if it's not... He's not on stage.
Not presenting. You know?
If he's at a different table, I'll just go and be around him. That'll feel good.
I know. I feel some peer pressure.
Or are you here for Howard and Nick Bakay? I'm here for Don Tomasulo. Well, he's not in the Hall of Fame. I know, but he's here at the party, and I want to see him, so this is what I have to do to get to see him. I can't, you know, make a dinner date with him. He's too powerful and famous, so I'll have to come. I'll just try to find something that he's going to be at, and I'll go to that. That's what I'm going to do.
I so badly want him to be listening to this right now. I just really want that.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
I really want that.
I mean, is Freebird on? He's not listening to us. Maybe he's listening to Freebird. All right. Well, who would blame him? Ross Tucker at 4, Sal Capaccio at 5. We have the NHL draft lottery tonight before we're done, so we'll be here for those 3%. I have a whole bunch of things that I will tell you, I'll bring up later. That are about 3% odds.
Oh, good.
Okay. And you can decide whether they make you feel better or worse about the Sabres' chance. Because 3% is not an easy one to sort of intuitively...
What time are we going to do that? I want to make sure I'm here.
I don't know. When Ross is on hold, you want to make sure you're here. Okay, well, it'll be...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
4-7. I'll make sure of it.
I like my chances then.
803-0550, reverse AFC power rankings. I heard Sneaky Joe this morning just get hot on a Keon Coleman, what if he's bad scenario. And I was like, you know what that does to a guy like me? Oh, buddy. I am getting warm here. So we'll talk about some of what Joe and Jeremy were into this morning as well. And some schedule speculation is out there. So is that official yet?
No, the speculation about the schedule is that it maybe won't be this week.
Okay, I haven't ever seen it's Thursday.
Well, we did have Jim Irsay tweet that he thinks the schedule's soon. So we refuse to get a date on it's actually going to happen. It's just, it's going to happen soon.
There just hasn't been any mention of it yet. And we were thinking it would be Thursday.
Usually a show, they will tell you it's on more than 2 days
in
advance.
Yeah, right. Usually it's months in advance. All there is dot connecting, and that is the crux of it. Wouldn't they have said something by now if it were going to really be Thursday? So maybe it's not until next week.
Sounds right to me. That sounds reasonable. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Give us a call. You want to chat? 803-0550. This is WGR.
You paid him to lead your football team, and you paid him to make second-round receivers great. If we want to talk about the Bills failing Josh Allen, it has nothing to do with getting rid of receivers. I give a rip. Where they've let him down is too many times they go, okay, Josh, save us. They stop running the ball, and they say, Josh, go win this for us. They place it all on his shoulders. That's where they're letting him down. Play-calling standpoint, game-planning standpoint, taking some pressure. When the pressure is on and the game is tight, that guy has to play from the high dive the entirety of the game.
That is Mark Schlereth. I will admit to you, when I heard we were going to be listening to him coming back, I'm like, I know I'm going to hate this. So I'm sure I'm biased. Is he actually right? Well, how did their season end?
With him scrambling and throwing incomplete passes and then a missed field goal.
Come on, though. They ran the ball a ton in that game. I know you wanted more in the second half, right? Wasn't that the Tony Romo thing that he wanted? The Bills are kind of dominating on the run, and they should keep doing it or more of it.
I guess. That was definitely right. Yeah, the start of the third quarter, Romo expressed Jim asked, "What do you feel about this as we start the second half? Like, man, the Bills are just controlling the line of scrimmage or something like that." And then they really didn't run the ball effectively at all. I don't remember how much they tried in the second half. I just know it didn't work very well.
Well, I think I know that they were 6-6 and they won all the way to the wire and won their first playoff game too, being one of the run heaviest teams in the league. I'm not sure that would if that would surprise Mark Schlereth or if he would say, you never played to me if I told him that, but it's actually true. So how about that? 803-0550 is the number. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. I ate something today I've never even heard of, let alone eaten.
Wow.
Elk salami.
What's that now?
Elk salami. Elk salami.
Salami made from elk.
Yes.
Is that rare? Is it hard to find?
Heard of it or conceived of it even. But it was at the store.
Huh.
This was actually yesterday. I was at the store 2 days in a row. This was yesterday. I was at the deli counter getting something different, something else. And I saw it. Elk salami. Like $30 a pound, I think it was. And she said, would you like to try it? I said, look, I feel like I'm imposing. But you have offered, and I feel like it's okay if I say yes. So she said, you should. I'm offering. You should. She said, I just have to open a new package. Oh, like, oh no. Wow. You don't have to. Don't tell me that.
Laying it
out. Don't tell me that.
She wanted you to walk. She wanted you to walk away.
Don't tell me that now.
She gives you the, I got to open up a new package thing. She
I already felt bad about
this. She asked, and it was hollow to begin with. You took her up on it, and then I got to open a new package. Like, oh, what is even happening here?
I already felt bad about this transaction. I knew I wasn't buying it.
Right.
I mean, I can't even imagine what it would have had to taste like for me to buy it for $30 a pound. So I was just like, oh, elk salami.
I can't either. And I like me some salami.
I've heard.
It might be a top five cold cut for me. But $30 a pound. Holy cow.
You want the Genoa uncured. I say. That's what you want.
Okay.
Genoa. You don't want the hard salami is okay, but it's not as good, right? Although maybe if you're French vanilla, you'd be like hard salami. Right? Maybe.
You mean the best vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The real, delicious
the
vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The creamy vanilla without sand and dirt in it? Yeah, that one? That's the one I like. I like that
sand
one.
Sand and dirt. The beans?
Yeah.
The specks?
Yes.
Are the problem?
It's granular.
The actual vanilla is?
You lick French vanilla ice cream. Oh, how smooth and creamy and cold and refreshing. And then you lick the vanilla bean, and it's like, what burlap on a cone? What just happened here?
Absolutely.
What is even happening here?
Gergensen's on a cone.
Gergensen's on a cone.
Absolutely.
This is not what I want.
The absolute worst take you've ever had.
It's
because it's on different levels of offensiveness.
It's so.
Any two people can have different tastes, right? So whatever. You like this. You like ketchup. I like mustard. Whatever. Two people, different tastes. But this one is, you are scoffing at the original, you know, like it's if you liked a cover of one of your favorite bands, you know, growing up or something, and somebody came along, Journey or somebody, one of these hip bands came along with a cover, you'd be like, oh, that's better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what liking French vanilla is.
I feel like you this is maybe the most forceful you've ever made this exact
point.
I hope so. And so now, because I've never really thought about because this has been a bone of contention on the show for 20 years.
20 years. Yes.
Is this factually correct? Like, does this fact check that French vanilla came after vanilla bean?
Oh, somehow? I don't know. Like, probably.
It had to have?
Well, vanilla bean is where the vanilla comes from. So that's probably
I know,
first.
But maybe when you first made the ice cream, they were interested in making it, I don't know, good, and added cream to it to make it creamy, to like thus ice cream, not ice sand, ice gravel.
People, what are we even doing?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Help.
It's the OG, help. The most delicious ice cream you can find.
James Roberts, are you out? Help. We need Thomas Sulo, now we need Chef Roberts. Help. Somebody help me, please.
Where the hell were we?
This
salami?
Is so bad.
It was,
elk salami.
Yeah, sorry.
Is where we were.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I like all the salamis. I probably would like elk salami, too.
Yeah.
But, like,
you wouldn't taste it and be like, oh, elk.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be, if you didn't know, you wouldn't be like, oh, this tastes like elk.
Yeah.
No, because who even knows what that is? Like, who would even be able to do that?
I have no real sense of elk.
Do you know anybody, if you had no sense of elk? So good.
fantasy football team name.
Sense of Elk.
In another league. No Sense of Elk.
Sense of Elk. So good.
Are you people enjoying this so far?
Who's
I mean,
out there?
There are some gems coming out of here.
Sense of Elk. I have no sense of Elk.
Good as it's ever been.
Is there one person in your life that you would expect to be able to tell? Like, they ate that elk salami. Just, you know, my regular grocery store has it. I don't go to...
Yeah, this
what? I don't go to, like, to Pittsford or something to shop for groceries.
Yeah, okay.
I just go right over the bridge.
Yeah.
Right. And they have elk salami. And I don't know how much sold yesterday, but she literally opened a new package yesterday. I can vouch.
Probably go get some of that.
Yeah. Right out of the package.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody in your life you would think like they would know if they tasted elk salami, they'd be like, oh, this is elk salami. That's actually like maybe like a great rap name or something. Elk salami.
I think it is. It's got a lot of potential. Yeah, someone who's a connoisseur that can differentiate the different, you know, venison from. Do I know this person?
I don't know.
I can't believe.
I doubt I know this person.
I can't believe I know. Well, now
it's not you or me.
How is this piece, this sample? You ended up getting the sample?
Three slices.
Three
small. Yeah, that's what she gave me. Try it.
Like circumference.
I dropped one on the
circumference
floor.
Circumference wise, how big are we talking? Like standard
size
salami
of,
size?
No, smaller.
Smaller. Silver dollar?
No, like a sand dollar.
It's a sand dollar, exactly.
From like the beach. A little bigger than.
Okay. Right.
Not money, though.
All right, yeah.
Sorry to confuse you.
All right.
It's not money.
All right.
Size of like, yeah, like a big poker chip.
Okay.
If one from like a package, not like a huge cut of meat in the front. This is like a pack, like a, you would buy summer sausage or, you know, like certain salamis you would buy in these tightly wrapped packages that are skinnier.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the look.
That's,
yeah. That's the, around the size I was, silver dollar's too small, but yeah. Yeah,
I dropped one on the store floor and I had to eat it, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I did. Wow. I couldn't, because after all that, here's like, oh, elk salami.
$30 would you a like pound, she gave you three slices?
Yeah, but they're super skinny.
Yeah, but still.
I was pleased.
Yeah,
and then I dropped one. Wow. I'm like, I can't not.
Wow.
It was after this whole conversation.
This lady did not want to give you the salami in the first
yes,
place.
Yes, she did.
You take her up on it. I got to open a new package. Now she gives you three. You drop one on the floor.
I know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, at the store.
And then you put that in your mouth.
I did. I sort of blew on it first.
Good Lord.
I had to. Because there was such a back and forth. Like, oh, you're really going to... No, please don't open a new package. No. It's fine. We're going to anyway. Like, okay. And then I sort of got flustered and I dropped one and it blew on it and ate it anyway. That's all true. We need a break.
I don't need to keep asking follow-up questions. I feel like the consistency, the tackiness of Salami on the floor. It just feels like you picked up some stuff.
I probably did. I'll survive.
Some foreign objects on that Salami.
I'll survive. My stomach is a map of the world. I'll survive.
Wow.
Like, it's just one tiny little piece of meat. I just felt like it was disrespectful.
From the store floor.
It would be disrespectful to throw it out.
Yeah. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's how I looked at it.
But, boy, tough.
Tough. Let's end it there. Tough. Ross Tucker. What was this segment? Wow. 75 and sunny. That's what the segment was. Ross Tucker at 4. A little bit of schedule, maybe not this week, letdown showing, I think.
Yeah.
Come on, schedule. Where's Adam Schefter announcing that here it is? Where is it? Where's that tweet? I blocked out Thursday night entirely. Now what do I do? Here's an interesting... Bulldog did an interesting thing today, sports thing that we'll talk about later. I'll tell you about that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Ross Tucker, Sal Capaccio to come here on WGR. Welcome back. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Ross Tucker stopping by today here in about 15 minutes. Sal Capaccio later. Just to mention this, and maybe we'll get more into this later. I'm sure we will get into Keon Coleman many, many times between now and the start of the season and then after that. On Friday, I made a point, just, you know, in the middle of a conversation about him, let's be accurate with how we describe what he is. He was picked in the second round. He was their first pick. This is a tricky one, you know, because we had somebody sort of slip up and say first round pick. Like, well, he's not a first round pick, and I'm not just trying to be jerky, but there is a very different connotation. First round pick, you know, that goes all the way to the top, of course. And it's just a different investment. It's a different level of importance than second. But he's also, so I'm listening to the guys this morning, and Joe got into, like, he got dark. It was really like, whoa, this is good. Like, what if he's bad? And all the people who think he will be, you know, and that's just, there are enough of them to make you want to maybe respect it, the possibility. And it, at one point, Joe just, he was off and running and he called him a second round pick, which is accurate. But it also doesn't quite nail it for me. He's, if we're having an argument about Coleman and, you know, maybe you, or it doesn't have to be you, but somebody says, well, he's only a second round pick. I might be like, hey, time out.
He's the first pick of the second round.
He's the first pick of the second round.
Right.
You know, what if he had been the last pick of the first round? Maybe we would just, over time, end up in a different conversation, which probably it shouldn't be. It probably should be the same conversation. Their investment in him is as important as if they had picked him at 28.
What they need from him as quickly as they need from him is not impacted at all by where they picked him. They could have picked him at 28 if nobody called. And, you know, maybe we'd be picking that apart because they would have left. How many guys went after 28?
Yeah. Receivers?
Yeah, including the one that Kansas City took, right? Yeah, it was right. Worthy, Pearsall, and Leggett.
Right.
Before the Bills then got around to Coleman at 33. You know, so there'd be that to parse over. Of course, the Bills chose to let that happen. You know, we don't know, like, if they liked, maybe they liked Leggett and Coleman the same. Maybe they didn't, whatever. But they allowed them, you know, that choice to be made for them by getting out of that last spot, ultimately. I
need to come up with, I want to come up with my own, like, pick 33 or some, if there is a way, is there a best way to do it? Is there a best practice when it comes to this? Like, second round pick, James Cook was a second round pick, you know, that they traded down twice, just like they traded down twice
yeah.
for Coleman, but still the second round. I don't know. Like, he's not a first-round pick, so you can't say that. He is a second-round pick.
He's not their highest drafted offensive skill player because Kincaid was actually a first-round pick.
Yep.
So you don't have that.
But the Bills still do not have a receiver since Benjamin, who was picked in round one.
They do have, I heard Sal and Joe, I did not hear what you're referring to when Joe got dark, but I heard, because Joe, he still is doing two shows. So I heard Joe with Sal during the Extra Point show, and they were talking about Samuel's a second round pick, Claypool's a second round pick, Coleman's a second round pick. Is that it? I felt like there was another one, but maybe that's it. So whatever, they got three guys that were second round picks in their receiver corps.
Isabella,
that's the other one. Thank you. Yes, that was it. Thank you. Oh, Hamler too.
Was he?
Yes, that was a name. That was a name on this. Yeah, Joe rattled off those, and then Sal said, "Where was Samuel picked?" And they thought about it for a second, and then quickly got the answer, and he was also a second round pick.
He was picked a couple of picks after Zay Jones. The Bills traded up in front of Washington.
Well, this is all the more reason they should be chasing Zay Jones. Just get the market cornered on second-round picks at receiver.
Hamler, right. Hamler was a second-round pick. I had thought differently. I should have known that one only 4 years ago. Penn State. Well, I don't know.
I don't know where we ended up there, really.
I just think, second-round pick is accurate, but I think most people, when using his draft position to describe to discuss him, will be twisting it.
They'll be weaponizing
one way or the other.
Weaponized second round pick.
Yep. Or first round pick. If you're hammering him, you know, maybe this guy the other day was sort of thinking like this is a bad idea. First round pick. Well, hold on. But but still, he might as well have been the first round pick. He really might as well have been the first round pick because they just sort of, all right, well, he's in a group of guys, and we can wait, and they did, and they got other value for it, and okay, but it still doesn't make him a first-round pick. Very confusing. Okay, or not at all. Ross Tucker after sports, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.